But Rashi maintains that what? That Hesped is mutter. Because the halacha of Yimei Kriya cannot be mevatel the Yimei Avelus.
Excuse me, it's hard to hear.
There's an athletic scene.
We need a new phone.
What?
We need to get a good phone. This is cost. This is expensive. It's hundreds of dollars. This thing.
Yeah.
The machlokes is between the Tosfos and between the Rambam. Tosfos is really Rashi. So that's what we're hoping, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Tosfos Divrei Maaseh.
Shesu.
On the fan base, yeah.
Shasur Basman.
Shasur Basman. So Tasvis asks, and we define Tasvis as Lushan, that when he says you make Kriya, he means the Chiyav of the halachic Chiyav of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lomayim V'Chosov. So that's the type of din of Yom, the Yom HaPurim. So his question is, how could such a concept of Yom, which is really revolves around the Gavra, how could it be mevatel the intrinsic Yom of Avelus? That's Rashi's question. So Rashi holds that Hesped is really mutter. How it goes with the gears, I don't know. But the Rambam, who agrees with Rashi that Avelus is no Egon Purim, so apparently he holds that the Yimei HaPurim is really B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lomayim V'Chosov. And that's the type of day it is, and it's not Oker, the Chalei Shin that's intrinsic in the Yom of Avelus. Because the Avelus remains according to the Rambam. You know the Avelus. But nevertheless, with regard to Hesped, he maintains that you are not Masped.
Right.
Right? So the question was, what's the machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to bring in... I wanted to bring in the two things. One is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that why is a Kohen Esus Apsul Lepater from Kriya Shema, because he's Torah tir to the mitzvah. He's Torah tir to the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Amar Rav Avil Zavda, Amar Rav Avil Chai B'chol HaMitzvah of Moshe B'Torah Chutz Min Atzvon. So how come an Avil is Chai? He's also Torah. He's saddened. So the Gemara says, no. No problem. Why Hasan Taratir did Hacha Taratir did a mitzvah? That by the Kohenes is Apsulo, so it's Tir did a mitzvah because the mitzvah Bia. But Hasan Tarid Tir did the Rishus. Okay, so Rashi says Tir did the Rishus. She'af apishu chayev linagavelus shom ne'ila rechitza v'sicha laharos kvod meso. Ain't no chayav let stop. So Rashi holds that he's not. Yeah,
we usually do it after share.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So the ain't a chayav let stop. Ain't a chayav let stop. So Rashi holds that you don't have to feel sad when you're an oval. That's up to you. It's a private thing. If you like the person, so you can feel sad. You didn't like them, you can feel happy. So that's right. That's how rationalizes the law. Now, the Rav pointed out that the Rambam argues on that, because the Rambam maintains that it's that avelus is a key and belief. And therefore, the Rambam holds that kol mi she'eino misabel is a reza azar. So he holds it's a key and belief. Okay. So that's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Okay. Now it's interesting. The Gemara and you got a Gemara Sanhedrin now?
That was his raya. The Rambam's key belief.
What?
That was the Rambam's raya. The Rambam that if Kol Mishinu Masavo is Nikra Achzor or something.
Yeah, that's
and that's raya Rambam's key belief.
That's the raya Rambam's right. And in the whole parakeet he has a key belief. The person has to be. It would seem the way we learned the key and belief in the Rambam, it wasn't so much that he has to feel bad about the krovim, but it was a halacha that he has to do tshuva. He has to, the key and belief is the key and belief of tshuva.
Right.
Okay, that's the way we learned. Okay. But at any rate, the Rambam holds that avelus is a key and belief. Whereas Rashi holds, it's just Laharos Kvod Meso. Okay. So, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin in Nigmar Adin, where the Gemara says that the Gemara has a question of what's the purpose of the Hesped. Alright? So the Gemara asks in Abayi, Hespeda, it's on the Afmem Vav on the days. Hespeda Yukara the Chaye Havi or Yukara the Shichvi Havi? That who is the Hesped for? Is it a respect for the family? Or is it a covered for the mace? So the Gemara says, Nafkamina de Omar lo tispedu lo gaver. That the person says, I don't want a Hesped. Right. That if he instructs people not to be masbirim,
right.
So if it's his covet, he has a right to mocha on his own covet. But if it's the covet of the family, we don't listen to him. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara finally concludes after a lengthy. After lengthy riyas, the Gemara finally concludes that it's Yikara de Shichvio.
He has a right to
be Mochel. It's his covenant, he has a right to be Mochel. So what I want to say is like this, maybe a little creative, that according to Rashi, what is Avelis? It's Laharos Kvod Meso. So therefore, since the Gemara Paskins that Hesped is what? Is covered mace, so there's a continuum between the Hesped and the Avelis, because they're both covered on mace. But the Rambam, have you got a Rambam? You got the Let's Go Gan Rambam there? Luchas Eilam? But the Rambam Paskin is like this. In Perakid Beis. So the Rambam, Perakid Beis Aloch Aleph. Ha Hesped Kavar HaMesed. Okay. So it's the cover of a mace. So. But there's no key and belayed by Hesped. It's simply a look of the covet of the mace, Laharos Kvod Mesa. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he deserves a certain covet. You owe him a certain covet, so therefore you have to give him the covet he deserves. So therefore, according to the Rambam, since Hesped is a separate thing from Avelos, because Avelos is the whole idea of Kiyum Ba'Leiv, but Hesped is just a covet on Mace, so there's no continuity between Hesped and Avelos. So Hesped is a separate phenomenon. So therefore the Rambam holds, Ein Masbid. Because you're not being Okra Avelos. But Rash... But Rashi Lefitaso maintains Rashi Lefitaso maintains that what? That it's Halacha and Kavod HaMeis. So therefore Hesped is merges with Avelus in one entity. And therefore you can't be Oker the Hesped. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's two questions. Okay, as far just on that, on learning that the Rambam holds is only the, if the Rambam held it was both Kavod HaMeis and Avelos, was both Kavod HaMeis and the Kiyum Ba'Leiv, would that be a problem?
What do you mean with that?
Like he, I think Ram says like
also Kavod HaMeis
also Kavod HaMeis,
but it's not, but it's a Kiyum Ba'Leiv, so it's a different kind of a phenomenon. It's when you have a, when you have something where you have a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyum Ba'Leiv, that's a different kind of a halacha than where you just have a halacha of Laharos Kavod.
So you mean they don't become a tzura because they're different?
It's different tzura.
Right. If he's mochel and says you don't have to sit avails for me, so it doesn't work, right? If the niftar says he's
no.
He's mochel's kal, but don't sit avails, he's not sit avails.
No.
According to Rashi also.
According to Rashi also. Yeah.
Even according to Rashi.
Why not?
Because it's a, because Rashi means that avails is a kfiyus in the yom also. But the nature of the kfiyus in the yom is laharos. The maisa avails is laharos kvod maisa. But it's definitely a kiyum in the yom.
But Hesped is not a kiyum in the yom?
No.
Hesped is not a kiyum.
From that
point, Rashi is even better.
It's even better? Why?
Because it merges with the Avelos.
Yeah, but why can't it be Mochel on Avelos? If that's the all Avelos is according to Rashi, why can't the Nestor be Mochel on Avelos?
Oh, you mean why can't Mochel on Hesped? Yeah, apparently it's not. Apparently it's not. That's a good writer.
That what, according to Rashi, it's something else also?
Yeah, well we came, we also said that. Right? At first we wanted to say it differently, but then we changed our mind. That Hesped is not Allah in the Yom, Hesped is Allah in the, Hesped is Allah in the cover of Mes.
That's the Mes of cover.
Right, Mes of
cover. And that's why according to Rashi, can't be Mochel on Avelos, because it's in the Yom?
That's why according, right.
Because it's in the Yom, so therefore the Niftar can't be Mochel.
Yeah. Of course the Chum set it up as a...
Everybody holds that the Yom Avail.
Okay.
From this Gemara.
All right.
It's also Hesped even for people who's not a Kiyum Ba'Leiv Avelos, right? Some guys, even though you're not one of the Avelim, you can't do Hesped either. It's not a Kiyum Ba'Leiv for you.
Say it again. There's no question it's not a Kiyum Ba'Leiv.
Right.
But the question is whether it's whether it forms a continuum with the Avelos.
Right.
That's the question.
Right. Because you mean that because Avelos is a kfiyah part of kfiyah siyam. So a Purim can't knock off the kfiyah siyam. So if the Hesped can be tied into the Avelos, it will remain.
Yeah,
and
right.
If it can, then it's going to get knocked off.
That's right.
That's
it. If that ties in with the Avelos, so then you can't knock it off. Okay.
I understand how the day looks.
You want to take the other sheet? This.
Would he be able to read the Samechas in color? That's a positive action.
But
you
just said
what?
I mean, what about
if you hold by the Rambam?
Says,
tour while I was in the.
And what else do you want to do? A tour? Okay.
Well, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, good.
Ribbit? Yeah. In thinking of the
there are two sources. There's one source is the rush at the end of Moed Katan, and the other is the tour on right here on. It doesn't matter which other thing.
Either rush. Do you know what Joseph is,
right? It's right at the end. The Shachav, read from there. The Hecha, the Shachav, it's on pe, it's in Pehe. Yeah, I remember. Finally. The Hecha, the Shachav, lay Shichva Mikame Purya. This Rame Purya bego Shiva Yemei Avelus. Bot lay menu gzerasha. Midi the Havi Aragon. It's an amazing shita. That's whose shita? That's the shita. The shiltos.
Yeah, the Torah brings it down.
That's the shiltos shita. You see? Visrame purya bego shiva yemei avelus butlai menu gzeres shiva midi da haviyara golem. Ur golem mafsikim veinam olem. My time the simcha ksiv buva samachta b'chagecha purim nami simcha ksiv be v'osa osam yimei mishta v'simcha v'dafka purim avol chanukah lo mafsika v'osa b'hespe v'tan rabban v'chafi v'kislev v'ke.
There's no din simcha on Hanukkah, you say? There's nothing that's been simcha.
So that's the Shitas. The Shiltas.
There's no condition of Yom there.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's what he said. He quotes Shilta. Tanarban, Chavah, the Kisses, Yemne, Chanak, Enun, the Lola, Mispabon, Mispedu, the Osav, the Mavil, Islam, Mifsiki, the Chain Rashi Chadash, the Chain Mefurish, Beshiltas, I'd count. Okay. Then you have the Hikshur of Meir, that's from the Maram of Rutenberg. But what does the Shiltas maintain, really? It's an interesting thing. What does the Shiltas maintain? He holds that it's the end of the Yeshiva. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he holds that when it says Simcha, it's not an ordinary din Simcha. Simcha comes from, we only have one place where you have a din of Simcha. That's by Rego. So they borrow the din Simcha from Rego. So since it's Simchas HaRegel, and he holds it's Allah in the Yom, not like Rashi, that is a din of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein L'Mein B'Rechosa, but it's a Kiyam in the Yom, it's a Kviyas in the Yom itself, and that Kviyas in the Yom has a din Simcha, which is barred from where?
Regel.
So it has the properties of Regel. That's Mevatel De'Avelis. What?
There's no less malacha. They didn't borrow it completely.
No.
Just
simcha.
Simcha.
Yeah, right. But what's mevatel de'avelus in the regel is the simcha.
Yeah, shame simcha miyom.
Correct. That's the shiltas.
So the other shittas hold that it's a new type of simcha.
We'll see. Let's take one shita at a time.
So simcha is not an expression of a positive; it's refraining from a negative.
No, I didn't say that. What does the Rush say? I mean, what does it continue? Glad you want to take it? The Hikshur of being a mayor, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Hikshur of being a mayor, so. He went to Sphere Lay, the Shah Achas, if Nepur and Balam and Exer Shiva, in Kin, who are Dinami, Shiva's Yam of Nepur and Balam and Exer Shloshim. He demos oligami the regal.
So it wants to say that if you finish the shiva before, so Purim should put an end to this, should knock out the shloshim.
And why is that a problem?
Okay, yeah,
okay. So
That's like a rego?
Like a rego.
Okay. In kink, he pligi behind pirka. They're having a mural omer, mishachar beis hamikdash, Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim kirgalam. Upligi tanoi aleha, amayluchashad nami purim. So that machlokas, they should bring down Purim Shalos be part of the machlokas.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what, during this Mount Mikdash, only the Shalos Regalim were had a din of Regalim,
right.
Like that? But I mean, it should have been the same thing. It's during the base Mikdash, Purim should not have been a regal.
Right.
According to that Shikta. Okay, fine. So it should be part of the machlokas. The ode, the chazina de Purim, lo chashuv kirgalim, the tana, nashim b'moid ma'anos, lo mitpachos, ubepurim ma'anos mitpachos. So you see there's a difference between Purim and Regalim vis-a-vis, I guess that's by Hesped or something, but
yeah,
right, it's like more Mekel.
Yeah.
Okay. The Hora Ben Meir Shelo Yisav Klav Purim the Yome Nishto Simcha Kiblu Alayim. So Avelis itself you can't do on the Purim itself. Chanukah Upurim Asurim Hesped Tainis Vinei Dibal Megillas Tainis Chanukah Purim Lo Batlu. The Valnish Mamek Megillah, Kolshkin Avelis Rabbanon, the Chai Vishlach Manos, the Avel Chai Vichomets of the Mirz Betorah.
Okay, that's the, that is Manos of Avelis. Okay. So, therefore, so what does he hold?
You know
exactly. What's the Svar of his Shita? That he has a din of what?
You missed this in part.
Like Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos is Olo Aminion, but Dvaran Shabbatina. But Dvaran Shabbatina by Shabbos is Noe.
Right.
So over here too, Dvaran Shabbatina, he's Noe.
Right.
But Bifarhesia, he's not Noe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does he hold? How do you define his position in Maram. That's what he passed in
Maram. And real that the Simcha of Purim is not a din in the, there's no kimbalet in the Gabo, but just a din.
Well, he definitely holds Allah in the Yom.
Right. But just like the public.
Because it's like Yom HaShabbos.
Right.
So he definitely holds Allah in the Yom, and it's not Allah of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tim L'Mein B'Chosu, but it's a real Kriyas in the Yom.
Right.
And since it's a real Kriyas in the Yom, and Purim and Purim is a since the Kriyas in the Yom, and Avelis is a Kriyas in the Yom. So you have what? You have a Tati the Sasri.
Yeah, what's the equation to Shabbos?
Yeah, that's a good question. And what's the equation to Shabbos?
Yeah, the Yantav makes sense. Shabbos is on there.
You mean the Shiltas make sense? You're talking
yeah.
About but right. What is he saying? He equated exactly
Shabbos. He equated to the day of Simcha, not the day of Oneg.
Right. Well, why Shabbos? What about Shabbos prevents you from being Noyeg before Asya?
I guess the Lifnei Hashem.
A Shabbos, though?
Yeah. Kavod Hashem. Shabbos. Like <that. coughs>
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Right. A little harder to define, huh?
Oh, yeah. Is he really equating it to Shabbos, or are you just saying that you treat it like Shabbos and that it's Ola L'minyan and you do it before? But maybe he's not making a halachic, you know.
Right. You could say he does hold these equations for Shabbos and Purim.
Yeah, what?
That Shabbos is the quote from Mayim of Shabbos. So that's why he can't do it before Esi, because of the quote of Shabbos. So by Purim also, since it's the Kvot Shemayim of Pursume Niso, so you can't do it Befarhasu. In other words, it's the quote your mind with Persimmon Yishtar. So whenever you have a din of quote your mind in the Yom, that the Yom has a din of quote your mind, so Befarhasu you can't do it. But Pitsuna, you keep it.
The quote your mind from the Bria is not different from the than Persimmon Yishtar. I mean, it's two different
one,
which mind.
Yeah, one is Kedusha of Shabbos.
It's not different in this regard.
There's no Kedusha on
it's Lifnei Hashem. It's Lifnei Hashem.
The only question is there a din of Kavod?
Right. And that's what prevents Lamel's Bahasa, because it takes away from the
Kavod. No, the Kavod.
Well, Shemayim and the Yom, you can't hear it, so Shemayim and the Yom, you're involved in Avail's
Bahasa. There's the din of Kavod on Purim?
I would say that that's what he must solve.
So what about
because what's the svar of Befarhasu?
Right, you see it's covered.
It's a loch of covered. So that's how you resolve the conflict. That with regard to covered, what do?
you say
you don't do it. You don't do the avails. But with regard where it doesn't involve covered, for instance, where it's bitzina, so there you know it. So that was the Marama Rittenberg's interpretation.
So, what's the covet of the Purim?
The covet of the covet Shemayim of the Yom HaPurim is because it's a covet of Pesum and Nisa.
It's a Hanukkah also, maybe?
What?
Hanukkah also would be the same thing?
Ooh, that's a good question. What does he say?
Going to amateur,
but. It seems like he's equating in the whole way, but I'm not sure if you open
amateur,
the.
What about Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, how did that get in there?
No, Rosh Chodesh is also
Kabbalah Shemayim.
On Hanukkah.
Is it fair to ask for
that? Yes, that's a good question. That's a good question. Wait, what's the last line of the Rosh, though?
What is the Amarava Baba Ravuna?
Yeah. In
the way. Yeah, but that's a different thing.
Different thing?
Yes, that's been on the Talmud Chacham. So we have to reject that shot. Because if it's the cover of the Yom of the Pesum and Yisroel, so you also have it in the Hanukkah. That's good, that's a good right.
Is he saying which way they're there for what?
Now, but Hanukkah, he definitely doesn't hold that.
There's a veil in Hanukkah? So he would hold there is a veil in Hanukkah.
He would hold there is a veil in
Hanukkah.
Before Hasya.
Is that how we know it?
Yeah.
And we know he likes
him. We know he avails
him. And we hold like him.
Yeah.
And we hold like Maharam Rudra.
Yeah,
the prophet.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's because it's a Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. So the covenant of that Yom Mishnah V'Simcha is not the first of Yinog Avelos. Even though there might be covenant on Hanukkah, since it's not a Yom Simcha, there's nothing.
Yes, there's no Kumbase over there.
It's not, yeah, right. It's not Yom of Simcha. It's Halva Odo, it's not Yom.
It's a Yom Halva Odo.
Yes, even though before Hashi Yinog Avelos, it's not a Tati Sashi to the Yom. By Purim, it is a Tati Sashi to the Yom, so therefore Kavod is not.
Because the Yom has a Kumbase of Simcha.
Right. So to publicly do Avelos, and the Yom of Simcha is a problem.
That's I mean, and Hanukkah is like the Rav. The Din Simcha and Hanukkah is only in the negative.
That's what has been done.
Right.
Right.
That's good.
You could say it's covered, just
that's good.
Not that it's us.
Right.
So one second, is that rejecting what you're saying, or is that retaining what you were saying?
So it's retaining it. That there's a din covered with regard to the Yom HaPurim.
It's
different. But it's different than Hanukkah. Because there's a kumva say of laso so you may mishta v'sumcha. Whereas the din of the Issa Hesped and Tainri, the din of Simcha and Hanukkah only expresses itself like the Rav said in the negative. You're not Maspid, you're not Masana. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's a different phenomenon, so therefore there's no din of covet b'farsi. Masha'inik in Purim, where there's a kumvasei in the Yom of Mishta V'Simcha, so it would be pogeya in the covet of Yom if you would be noeg avelus on a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. That makes sense.
But it's not pogeya in the Yom Mishta V'Simcha itself, like if you do it, it's, you know. So why isn't that itself again?
No, because covered is only person.
But why isn't it just pogay in the Yom Mishnah Simcha?
Because
we have the cover, but it's a Yom Mishnah Simcha, and here you're being on your veil.
Even
Well, there's no chiyuv to be on Purim. It's not a thousand sasrim. See, the Faes is a thousand sasrim, but Betzina is not a thousand sasrim.
But then, but the, what do you need the cover? And then it's just an idea. There's Yom Shavu Simcha, and it's Tzad Yom Shavu Simcha. Like, why is cover coming? Because the Shabbos equation?
Right. In other words, the concept of Befarhesi would seem to make sense if you have the idea of cover. Like, what's the idea of Befarhesi?
But then you didn't even say it's not, it does not put in the Yom if it's just a private thing. Cause
what's that?
Didn't you say it's not put in the Yom if it's just a private thing? It's a Yom Mishnah of Simcha.
Yeah, but why is it Pogay in the Yom?
This is the Farhasi expression of Avelis in the Yom Mishnah of Simcha. It's a contradiction of Avelis in the Yom Mishnah of Simcha. Why do you need cover for that?
Reading the two.
Shabbos, you mean?
Shabbos and Purim.
Yeah, but it could be the idea of the Shabbos is to show that it's not Mvatel Avelos because you still know you're Betzina. Because in terms of Avelos...
No, but why aren't you knowing Befarhesi on Shabbos? Definitely because of Kavod.
Okay. Right, but there's no Yom Shavu Simcha, so then you have to say Kavod. But here, this is just more direct reason here than to say because of Kavod.
That's why I was asking whether you retain what you were saying or not, because it seems to be a different reason.
Could be. You want to say it's just the Tata Sasha.
Right. And he says it's Shah, and know it's Shabbos in terms of the way you know it in terms of it's in the Farhasya.
But the only Tata Sasha is Farhasya?
A little bit is less as Mashmah, though, where he says, the law of Shabbos. It's Shah,
you
Right. Can't be so of the Avelis.
Right.
It can't be so of the Yom Kippur. It can't be stronger than Shabbos.
Right. But in Yom Tov, it's like it's because of the Avelis Belev. You can't even do it before Hasya. Here, it's just the Yom Mishnah of Simcha isn't so far as the
Yom Tov.
Yeah, like in Yom Tov, it's you can't even have the Avelis Belev because it's a Belev of Avelis.
Because Yom Tov is Simcha B'Lev, right?
But here it's just the Yom Mishnah Simcha so far as the Tzibor, like they're creating a public Yom of Mishnah Simcha. So who cares what you do B'Lev? They get privacy as long as the Yom is.
I mean, he holds. Well, what he holds is it's not the Simcha, that's the machleik between him and between the Shiltas.
Right.
That the Shiltas maintains is a Din Simcha Shul Yom Tov.
Right.
So it has the character of Rego.
Yes.
But he doesn't hold that way.
No.
He doesn't hold the din regal.
No.
It's a separate din simcha. It's a separate din of purim of mishtava simcha, but it's not a din regal. That's the machlokes between him and the shiltas.
And what's the difference between the din regal and the din mishtava?
It has to be a difference. It's an intrinsic difference.
What is it?
Regal?
Yeah, regal
is a different concept than
the
yom.
It's
a kviyas a yom of simcha and the it's a different level of simcha.
Is it because of the belev? No, it's a different idea.
The entity of regal is a different entity. Regal is a different entity.
And why does tzina contradict that?
Why?
Why does tzina avail the tzina contradict that?
Because the din of simcha beregal contradicts the betzina as well. Because regal overtakes the whole gabra.
Identity of the day.
It's
not simply
identity.
In the end of the gabra.
Bitsuna means
the simcha of Purim. Simcha of Purim is only contradicted by.
Yeah, it's the same. Bitsuna of public is
right.
The same.
It's just a time for the sasri to be misabel when Klal Yisrael is engaged in a Yom Mishnah Simcha. When there's a Yom Mishnah Simcha.
In Papa.
Right. Tata sasri. Bitsuna,
there is no tata sasri.
Well, that's why Rebbe wanted to say it was kavod.
That's why I wanted to say it was kavod.
I think it makes sense to kavod because it's a yom of karav Hashem uchol kareinu elov.
Yeah.
And then it goes gedu davels b'farhesio. That's like a kavod. The whole concept of the day is that God
makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. How do you say it's going to kavod? The other way you're going to have a hard time with the bitzina and the it's just like Shabbos.
You will now be placed into the conference.
Okay. So what's the last sita? I don't think that's
good.
That's the Rama. Has how many sheets you have? You have the sheet that avails of Noah Gamporim, like the Rambam.
Right.
You have the sheet of the Shiltas that it's Mavatal, the whole Avelis, and then you have the sheet of Rama Rutenberg that it's all a minion like Shabbos, but it's Dvarim Shabbatzin and Noeg, but before Hesed there's no Avelis.
Right.
And that's where we paskin. Okay, so we got all the sores, right? Each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more sheet, and I did have five.
I don't know. I think that's it. No.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the tour?
No possibility.
That's it. No possibility. You could know there's no other sheet. All right, so we'll stop here.